Hi and welcome to session number 4 with Unlock Your Desires. This session is aptly titled, Make Peace with Your Dark Side. What the fuck does that mean? Well, we talk about dark side. What's the dark side? We've had a loose introduction to what this is. The dark side. The dark side of emotion. The dark side of desire. But to be honest, when we say make peace with our dark side, we actually mean a lot of things. And learning to make peace with your dark side and surrendering those feelings and understanding them at a deep level, the deep level that you are about to experience and understand and transcend is honestly a skill that I wish that a lot more people had. The dark side of emotions, and I'm just going to go through the list because there's a list. When we say the dark side of our emotions, sometimes what we mean is the negative emotions. We mean those things that we reject. Abandonment, fear, shame, alone, disgust, being scared, being hurt, feeling destroyed. When we refer to the dark side of emotions in that sense, we mean the emotions that we reject, or the emotions that often bring us most pain. These emotions are honestly, honest to God, they are to be accepted, to be loved, and how we do that is through deep surrender. Is through deep surrender of surrendering to those feelings. And we'll be talking about that more and more and more. And frankly, we already have. Another way you might consider the dark side of emotions are those things that are considered taboo. The things that we think we shouldn't feel. For example, you might be in a relationship yet desire someone else. You might be in a career or yet you might be earning a certain amount of money and want more. These are, again, things that we reject. When we talk about the dark side of emotions, what we're actually talking about are the emotions that are left in the dark. The emotions that we avoid. The emotions that we, that is almost like at a societal level, is decided that these emotions shouldn't exist. When we surrender to our dark side of emotions, we open up the pipe in our body. We open up the pipe of what they are, and we allow them to move through us at their most organic and natural rate. And once they have moved through us, we allow them more and more. This month, in my own life, as I'm recording this, my grandmother passed away. It was, by far, not necessarily a very pleasant experience. The experience of having that happen, though, was very interesting. We got the call that my grandmother had gone to the hospital, that it might be her last legs. I went to the hospital, nervous and terrified. But because, personally, on my own surrender journey, on my own way to creating my own desires, I had realized that I had a lot of grief to process. So what did I do? I processed my grief. As soon as I saw my grandmother in her bed, unable to move, I fell to the floor and I cried. I might have been the only one that fell to the floor. Everyone else grieved in their own way. As this happened, I became very aware that this was a sign of my own personal healing. I was 100% okay grieving. My uncle tried to console me. He goes, "It's okay, Sharam. This is a part of life." In an attempt to make me feel better. But I knew feeling better was not what I needed right now. I needed to grieve. So what happened? What did I say to him? "It's okay." He said to me, "It's okay. It's a part of life." I said to him, "I know this is a part of life. I just need to grieve." Before my grandmother passed away, when she was alive and kicking, she asked me to sing at her funeral. Because of the lockdown, I was unable to do that. As a child, she'd asked me to sing. I was afraid of doing so. I was afraid of being judged. I was afraid of being hurt. When we were at the hospital and I mentioned to my cousins that she wanted me to sing at her funeral, one of my cousins said to me, "Why don't you sing now? Sing now to her." The next day I came back and it was me, her, and they wouldn't let many of us in, so whoever was there. And I decided I was going to sing to her. And I let years of repressed pain come up as I surrendered to it, fear of judgment. All the way I could feel that little boy who was afraid to sing to his grandmother, absolutely terrified. He grew up in that moment as I surrendered everything. The shame, the guilt of not doing it sooner, the she's going to judge me. And she couldn't move. She was tiny bit responsive. As I started to sing, she closed her eyes to listen. I'm glad I was able to sing for her. I share this story because the dark side of emotions, the emotions that we reject, are portals. It's pretty safe to say that we would not feel those feelings if they weren't important. We wouldn't feel sadness if it wasn't important. We wouldn't feel shame if it wasn't important. That they are, in fact, a part of us. We wouldn't feel sadness. We wouldn't feel depression. God, we wouldn't feel lust. All of these emotions that we consider taboo at either a personal level or a huge fucking life society level all have a flip side. So this is the second outcome, or this is really the third. Both of them. This is the whole outcome of this audio. I sort of want to help you understand and to make you understand that every emotion has a flip side to it. Deep grief has a flip side of deep acceptance. Deep depression has a flip side of a deep enjoyment of life. Deep sadness brings forth amazing happiness. Once surrendered, once we've allowed ourselves to fully, deeply to surrender to the emotions, we make space for more. Imagine for a second you are needy in a relationship. I like this as an example. This is a bloody good example. Imagine for a second you are needy in a relationship. I'm not saying you are, but imagine. Now, imagine what needy people do. They're afraid of being hurt. They're afraid of getting hurt. So they almost look for validation. They try so hard to not be seen as needy somewhere, if they're aware of it. But that ends up happening more need. The needy person has not surrendered to their needs. So what happens? They end up being more needy. My partner, I love you, can be a statement of joy, of giving. As partner, I love you, please love me back, a statement of need. Now, while there is nothing wrong with being needy, too much can actually suck away energy from the relationship. Suck away so much that that person has nothing left to give. Because just like you, they are not a bottomless well. Now one day you decide. You decide one day you're going to surrender to your neediness. You're going to heal it. You're going to let it pass. And however long it takes, one day it does. Now what happens now? Well, that neediness turns into deep acceptance. It transforms. You realize, of course you're needy. You got needs, don't you? You need to drink water. You need to eat food. Then all of a sudden you realize maybe their needs, which is nothing wrong with it, but maybe their standards. Interesting, you then think to yourself. If my needs are standards, what standards do I like and what standards don't I like? Maybe I don't need as much because I can give to myself. Maybe I can give more. And suddenly, the reason why you were needy is healed. Maybe you were needy because as a child you didn't get enough love, so you kept searching for it. And even when the people give it to you, you just kept asking for it. Maybe you were needy because you'd hurt someone in the past and you were actually looking for forgiveness. And that person is long gone for one reason or another. And you just still are looking for forgiveness. In this hypothetical situation where you're needy, which we all know you're not. I say that tongue in cheek because some people might be listening to this being like, that's me. And some people might be listening to this be like, fuck off, mate. I'm not needy. Fuck you. But this is just an example. That if we are needy, if we are needy, these emotions are in fact a portal in which we can heal ourselves, and a portal in which if you surrender, for example, your neediness, you heal the reason why you are needy and you are no longer needy and you have energy to give. If you are depressed, you surrender and heal your depression and you have more energy to live. If you feel fucking worthless, you surrender your worthlessness. And finally, through that, you heal and you see your infinite fucking power and your infinite worth. And you start to notice how worthful you are, not worthless, worthful. You start to notice it everywhere. And as you notice it, other people start to notice it. You are on an amazing journey. An amazing journey. Such a fantastic journey. And that includes the dark side. everything you surrender has the potential and is the potential for you to heal and to become something more and more and more and more and just more amazing. As you heal, as you surrender, you heal, you grow, you make space for more and more and more. You free up emotional energy for you to be more and more and more of who you are. And as you do, you will turn your fears into positive momentum. That is, literally, every time you are afraid, if you surrender your feelings of fear, of afraidness, and heal them, and truly, truly heal them, you free that energy and create more positive momentum in your life. But truth be told, this positive momentum is deep. It runs deep. It's so deep. It's so deep that it's like the foundations of the building that we ourselves, like, I'm assuming if you're in a building right now, look at the foundations. Look at the foundations. You can't, I'm looking around in the room I'm in, I can't see them. Why? Because they are deep. But without the foundations, the house cannot be there. But what happens when the foundations are rotten? Or broken or shoddy or something like that? Well, the house starts to tip. The house starts to crumble. So what do? You can actually replace the foundations. It's a very expensive procedure, but it can be done. And that's what here we are doing now. We are surrendering. We are surrendering. One step at a time. One emotion at a time. One powerful thing at a time. Your homework. Now remember, you have to decide when your next call, when this next audio coaching session is. You decide. If we were in a program, I'd be asking you, I'd helping you organize it, but this is on you. This is a self-training program. You are doing this yourself, and I love it. You're on an amazing journey, and I love it. It's great. But this is on you. So you have to decide when your next coaching, the call is, right? Congratulations. I hope you decided. Your homework till the next thing. Anytime you feel shit, anytime you feel bad, anytime you feel whatever, this is very similar, but you've done this by now, is to let yourself surrender to it. This is not, we're not adding to your life. We're changing it by letting you fully experience it. As you surrender to your dark side, it's like mining. You'll go deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you do, you'll free up more and more and more energy that is wasted on trying not to feel and feeling these things. Because as you surrender to it, you will heal. And then what's interesting, more interesting, more interesting, more interesting, is that you'll start to notice differences in your life. You'll start to do things automatically because you're no longer afraid of being afraid or sad about being sad, or you're no longer fucking sad. And as you grow and as you grow and as you grow, you will evolve. You'll start noticing more and more differences. Positive momentum in your life comes from deep positive momentum. That means we are thinking a lot more sooner, like a lot more, like the thoughts we have are the foundations. And the emotions we have are the foundations of our thoughts. The thoughts are the foundations of our actions. And our actions are the foundations of the results. Everyone focuses on actions. Those who are truly envious are the ones who focus on results. Those who are creating things focus on actions. Those who are a little bit smarter focus on thoughts. But those who know the motherfucking secret focus on feelings. They surrender their feelings. They let them pass. They heal them. Because they know feelings affect thoughts. Thoughts affect actions. Actions affect results. Like dominoes. And it is the easiest thing to affect your feelings. It's the easiest thing in the world. and you don't even have to do anything. You actually have to do less. You have to surrender to it. Surrendering is much easier than fighting. Surrendering is much easier than avoiding. Surrendering is much easier than being in pain. If you've ever had like a panic attack, or if you're ever having a freak out or an episode, that is the exact time you need to surrender. As you surrender those feelings, as you surrender those panic attacky feelings, what ends up happening? Well, you slow down that momentum because you're looking at it. So you're not just in it, you're looking at it. As you slow down that momentum, eventually it'll pop, it'll pass. It's like popping an emotional pimple. It passes, you free up that energy. And suddenly, that specific style of panic attack, for example, you will not experience again unless something, like, it'll be different. It's like you've shaved away a layer, you've pulled away a splinter. Your homework till the next call is to not fear the dark side as you surrender. Do not fear the dark side. Let your dark emotions come up. And if it's too much, one at a time. Let the smallest things come up. As someone who is learning this, surrender is one step at a time. As a master of this, surrender is one step at a time. I'll talk to you in the next session.